Party. It comes, of course, 96 years after women earned the right to vote. That took place back in 1920, during the final year of the Woodrow Wilson administration. Dina is next from North Brookfield, joining us on the phone, our line for independence. And we're back outside as the delegates continue to arrive. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you? I appreciate you letting me comment. I just wanted to say that, you know, as a young person, I'm 31 years old. I grew up in a family who was very active in politics on the Democratic side. I grew up going to rallies. You know, we campaigned for Bill Clinton. We campaigned for Ted Kennedy. We did a lot of stuff when I was young. And for some reason, all along this time, I've never felt like I should commit to the Democratic Party. Until now, you know, I'm not necessarily committing to the Democratic Party, but there is something that happened this year with Bernie Sanders and the hope that he sparked in us as young people who really did not believe that it was possible to have a politician as honest and straightforward and caring as Bernie. And I'm going to be honest with you, you know, it's a very sad day for us today because, you know, we backed him wholeheartedly, a lot of us, you know, and I spent a lot of hours phone banking for him. I went to his rallies, you know, held hands with people I didn't even know, black, white, Spanish, whatever they are, everyone, doesn't matter where you come from, that's what we did. And that's the kind of people that he brought together. All of his policies that he's against, you know, like, we want to fight the 1%. We don't want this big money in politics anymore. This is the mess that we're in now is because of all of this. Well, who do you think is the 1%? The 1% is the Hillary Clintons of the world. If you looked at their tax returns and you looked at Bernie's, how much did he and his wife make last year? $200,000+? If you look at the Clintons, well, the money that was accounted for, $27 million? Does that speak to Bernie followers? It doesn't speak to me. It sounds like those are the people that we don't want in politics. With the long line of other things that have happened with Hillary, with the emails, the this, the that, you know, the endless amount of scandals, we just felt this whole election process so far in the primaries has been completely against us. I mean, Arizona had problems voting. New York had problems voting. We had problems, you know, the day before, six huge states still had to vote. They timed an announcement that, oh, Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee, and half the country still didn't even vote. You know, I mean, it's just, we're in a very tight spot right now. You know, we feel hopeless. Me personally, I feel hopeless. How can we possibly, wholeheartedly, in our moral standards, vote for Hillary Clinton now? I mean, I don't know how we can do it. I'm going to have to take a lot of reflection because in my personal life, that just doesn't mold with me. And not only that, but the DNC, the emails the other day that proved everything that we said and we were laughed at for, that, you know, this election is rigged against Bernie. This election is completely rigged against Bernie. We saw it from day one, and they all laughed at us. And then, what do you know, all these emails come out, which basically says, yeah, that's what happened. How is a person allowed to continue running as president if they have all of this junk? I mean, you haven't even started the first day yet, and you have all of this junk, you know? And they tell me, oh, you can't not vote for her because that's going to put Trump in office. Well, you know, I'm not a Trump fan by any means. I think he's a little outrageous. You know, I'm not going to go there, but I mean, has he lied about something huge? Has he taken our country's confidential classified information and you know, just did whatever with it? No, he hasn't, you know?
Dina, I mean, thank you. I'm going to jump in. Thank you for adding your voice to our conversation. We have a tweet also from a viewer saying, please note that Bernie delegates are most fervent of his supporters. Us Bernie voters are with her. The arena that we're in, the Wells Fargo Center, of course, we had live gavel-to-gavel coverage of the Democrats last week.